I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cleft lip and cleft palate are common birth defects. Dr. Kristen Lancaster is here to talk about what can be done to help reduce the risk of these birth defects. Dr. Lancaster is a clinical assistant professor of pediatric genetics and a geneticist for the craniofacial team at MUSC. Dr. Lancaster, tell us about cleft lip and palate birth defects.
Cleft lip and palate are birth defects that occur when a baby's lip or mouth don't form properly. And the clefting can involve either the lip, the palate, or both. And the degree of severity varies from, you know, just a very subtle notch on the lip to a widely open cleft that extends from the nose to the throat. It's actually the most common craniofacial birth defect, which is an anomaly of the head or neck. And in the U.S., cleft lip and palate occur in about one in every 1,000 babies.
What causes these birth defects?
We still don't know exactly what causes all clefts, and often it is sporadic, and it's theorized to be from a combination of genetics and the environment. But there are known environmental factors such as maternal nutritional deficiencies or conditions in their health, as well as exposures to drugs or alcohol. But where I come in as the geneticist is we know there are genetic causes or syndromes in some cases for clefting. So I will see babies after they are born with clefting to determine if they qualify for genetic testing. And that can be based off of the type of cleft they have or their family history. And then after that testing, we can provide the family with genetic counseling.
Tell us about treatment for these birth defects.
Treatment of clefting occurs in stages with a coordinated multidisciplinary team of doctors and other providers, and includes surgical repairs throughout the first year of life, as well as speech and feeding therapies, hearing assessments, and then dental and orthodontics care.
Dr. Lancaster, what can be done to reduce the risk of cleft lip and palate birth defects?
That's a really good question, because you can't always prevent cleft lip and palate, but there are some things that parents can do to help reduce the risk. And I'll list these off, but number one is getting a preconception checkup before the mother is even pregnant to ensure that her health is in good standing, as well as the medications she's taking are potentially safe during pregnancy. This is especially important because the formation of the lip and palate in the fetus actually occurs during the first trimester, sometimes before people even know they're pregnant. Second is taking a multivitamin with folic acid. That's very important, both before and during pregnancy. Third is don't smoke or drink alcohol while you're pregnant. And then fourth is getting early and regular prenatal care, including ultrasounds and screening labs. So there are availability to determine clefting before the baby's born and also pursue genetic testing if necessary, so that you can meet with that craniofacial team and discuss a plan going forward.
Dr. Lancaster, thanks for this information about cleft lip and palate birth defects.
You're very welcome.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.